Gay, what's going on? And we will be speaking, we hope, shortly with Pastor Vorby of Lavalas organization, political organization in Haiti. Incidentally, there you can find information about developments there from the point of view of Lavalas, and it's at HaitiSolidarity.net, HaitiSolidarity.net. And there's also a Twitter account, Lavalas1, that's the number one, at Lavalas1. And I urge you to go there. It's very hard when you get into a dangerous situation such as is developing in Haiti to get information that is all reliable. And by the way, of course, it's a good time to, as the song says, shop around. Make sure you look everywhere for information. But ideally, you go to organizations like Lavalas. We had said that Walter Riley would be our guest. I think we put out an email to that effect, or not an email, but a statement. But it's actually his good offices makes it possible to have this interview. And I think we're joined by Pasha Vorbe of Lavalas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, Phil. How are you?
Very good. And you're an executive member of Lavalas political organization in Haiti. And we couldn't be happier because we need to understand what's going on. I guess the first thing to ask about is these demonstrations that now have the world's attention have been very intense and of great duration, longer duration than some of the previous ones. Now, you've been going through, as your organization has pointed out, many turbulent moments in the years since the illegal removal of President Aristide. But this one seems to be rather remarkable. Can you tell us why this is happening and what your reaction of Lavalas has been to this?
Bon, just to resume it for you, Phil, because it's a long story that we have to try to make short for people to really understand.
All right.
To take it from where it started with the past elections that were corrupted elections, where a personality was appointed the presidency. And the majority of people had screamed to scandal, saying that the elections were fraudulent and it was not acceptable. Since that time, the population has been mobilizing itself regularly by pointing out those people in power as corrupted people. Mm-hmm. And around July 6th, there was a wake-up call because July 6, 2018, the government that was there tried to put up the gas prices on the population while there was a Petrocaribe scandal. Petrocaribe, it's $4 billion that the government spent, and no one in Haiti can acknowledge where that money went.
Mm-hmm.
And this wake-up call, the July 7th and 8th, the population blocked the streets entirely, saying that they wanted this government to be accountable for what happened to the money, to the corruption that was going on, and did not accept to raise the price on the poor, the majority of the population that is already suffering, to raise prices on them while the state itself is very large on spending.
Mm-hmm.
The budget that they are spending is more than what is coming in. So the inflation was going up. And you had that wake-up call continue October 17th and then November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
With a major manifestation going all over the 10 departments. So the consciousness of the people started waking up. Because it was important for you to understand that $4 billion is the money that Haiti is still accountable for and that the population is going to pay over time, over generations. Mm-hmm. And this younger generation going to university doesn't have the opportunity to find work. So this young generation put themselves together to say, enough is enough. We are tired of being governed by corrupted people. We are tired of being governed by a state that is not thinking for the majority. And Famila Valas, accompanying all the time the majority of the population, was always attentive and guided the population to what was going on to have them take that conscience, because democracy is participation also, Phil. And mm-hmm. as you can see or read, the participation on the elections are over time becoming smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. Famila Valas was out of the elections for the past 13 years, since 2004. Mm-hmm. And ourselves, since we believe in democracy, we said that we had to participate in the democratic game, which was the election. Mm-hmm. But not we had to participate to understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. And this is how we put out to the major public the mass frauds that went that took place during that participation. And it helped us understand that the way the electoral system is put up now in Haiti, the population will never be able to participate. Mm-hmm. Because today, the same population is unable to eat three times a day. And you would ask them to take a taxi and pay two, three times the prices of one or two meals that they cannot afford to go vote on places that are remote places that are very far from their houses. Mm. So they took away the right to vote from that population also. And this is the wake-up call, where the consciousness is becoming and they're realizing that putting taking that right of vote from them, mm-hmm. giving legitimacy, a false legitimacy to someone, it was a way to make them shut up. Mm-hmm. and not participate in the political life. So mm-hmm. now they say the system is over. They don't want the system no more. The system has reached its limit. After 30 years being governed by a constitution that brought us two major coups d'etat, they don't want that no more. So now they are claiming that it's time for a new system, a new republic, to be able to offer something that the majority is participating and the majority feels as though that the inequality that exists amongst Haitians mm-hmm. reduces as much as possible.
Yeah, we are speaking to Pacha Vorbi. He is an executive member of Lavalas political organization. And by the way, there is a you can go to HaitiSolidarity.net. where you will find a statement, the crisis in resolution. This was issued in November 15, 2018. And I notice it's a nice phrase. It's a French, but you translate it, it's time to overturn the cauldron.
Yes.
That must strike a nerve today.
It does strike a nerve, but it's the only reality, because today, when you have that thing that is boiling with nothing inside of it, it's only burning. So mm-hmm. there's nothing good coming out of it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that nothing good is coming out of it, we need to overturn it. And we have no choice now, because it's been too long now that the Haitian people have been suffering. And we think it is important that all Haitians agree upon what needs to take place now as far as coming up with this new republic that we're talking about.
Yes.
So the majority of Haitians are ruling for it. Yeah.
So you, Lavalas has called for certain steps, and I noticed that, of course, number one, and it seems to be in the, coming from the streets as well today, is that the president must resign his cabinet. Talk about what it is Lavalas believes can be done to get the steps is going to be needed to go get on new footing?
We put all the steps in this crisis and resolution that we put. We didn't only mention the resignation of Jovenel Moïse. We also mentioned the resignation of Jean-Louis Seyant. And also we mentioned that the parliament and place had to go also.
Mm-hmm. I've been struck by the fact that that Lavalas, which has been shown historically to be the most popular party, a group, and it was overwhelming the victories of Mr. Aristide. You have the expression exclusion. How have they managed to do that? Is just simply to block people from being able to put their name on the ballot? How do they do it?
Yes, this is exactly it. And this is why it was important for us to participate in those elections, to understand it. Is now, today, the majority of the population cannot vote and doesn't even know where to vote. They need to get on a cell phone and call on the major phone company and put a four-digit number to guide them and tell them, okay, your name has been drawn in Lao Tibonit, which is a department of Haiti, or it has been drawn in Petit Guave, which is a city outskirts. Imagine, just to give you an idea, today when you take a town like Cité Soleil, which is one of the most populated town of Port-au-Prince, mm-hmm. you know that there is less than 40,000 people that have been registered to vote in Cité Soleil?
You know,
less than 40,000.
Yeah, somebody is working very hard to make sure they don't.
Definitely. So the electoral system that is in place is part of all that system that those guys have been building since those coup d'etat that they've been doing. Because for them, the majority, the mass population, they don't know how to read or write. So they should not be able to participate in the life of their country, and which is where the mistakes come from. And this is where we are today, where the consciousness of those people are putting up. They are unable to eat even one plate, one meal a day. So the situation is becoming chaotic for them, and they have no other choice but to go through that revolution.
Yeah. What about the external actors? We have to say, here in Canada, we're quite aware that the Canadian government has not played a very helpful role. And it was a time when there was talk of that people regarded the United Nations presence as helpful. That didn't prove to be the case. And Washington is in a new mode of pretty much dictating for the whole hemisphere. How big a part are they playing in this? And is that being talked about during this current uprising?
Yes, they are playing a role and at two different levels. They created what they call a core group. The core group it guards the major embassies of U.S., Canada, French, Spanish, Brazilian, United Nations, and I think a couple more. I don't have all of them in my head. Mm-hmm. And they are playing a role because they are not listening to the voice of the people and reality. And the notes, they say that they hear the population screaming, but they are not hearing it in reality. You might pretend to hear, but you're not doing the right thing by not following what the population is claiming. So they are still supporting this illegitimate government, even though they know that it's a corrupted government. It's a government that has dilapidated over $4 billion of money that was available for development in Haiti, given with the Petro-Caribe project. And today, Washington issued a statement directly saying that they supported the men in power still today, and they strongly recommend dialogue So mm-hmm. nobody's acknowledging the fury of the population. We just spent 12 days on lockdown where this population already doesn't have much to eat, who don't already cannot go to school, are expected to stay mm-hmm. home and lock itself just to say that we don't want that system no more. They are not only fighting against one person, they are fighting against the whole system completely.
Mm-hmm. It is very striking that you had an elected president, Mr. Aristide, was removed, and that Canadians were involved and the U.S. was involved, and he was popularly elected. And once again, in your neighbor, Venezuela, you have a man who's been popularly elected in the U.S. is talking about removing him. And I notice that CARICOM has been very strong in opposing that. But some have remarked that Haiti, of all countries, decided to support the U.S. In its position of removing President Maduro. What does Lavalas think of this?
And this is once again a good example on how corrupted these people are. Because if you go back in May, when the election took place in Venezuela, those same guys had welcomed the victory of President Maduro in Venezuela. And today, out of the blue, nobody understands where it's coming from, but it's not coming from the heart of the Haitian people who are grateful to what Venezuela has represented for them over the years, because it's a long time history that put those two nations together. So mm-hmm. basically ourselves, we stand by the position of CARICOM, which strongly disagree of the intervention of other countries and Venezuela, because Venezuela has its own culture, its own way of doing its politics and moving. And it's also a very fragmented nation where you do have a lot of poor people that they don't take into consideration.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking to Pasha Vorbe. He is an executive committee member of Lavalas. Let's talk again a little about some of the proposals you're making, how this matter could be resolved. You're calling for a national dialogue, the creation of a constituent assembly, and is it called a security committee, or if I got the term right, something for the to guarantee security of the people during a period of transition?
Yes, this is exactly what we are calling for, a security committee that will have a few members, because it's not a question of giving power to one person no more. It's a question of really changing once and for all everything that's wrong in this actual constitution that we have. Because this constitution, as you are looking at it, creates only corruption where the three powers have failed, whether you take the legislative power, which gathers the senators and deputies, whether you take the judicial power, and whether you take the executive power that regroups the president and prime minister. All three entities have failed completely and have proven to be very much corrupted over the years and becoming more and more corrupted. So mm-hmm. ourselves, we think that this committee can be put up with up to seven people with a clear book of how to proceed by moving forward. And then in 3 years, put up an electoral committee, a permanent one, that can guide us through a fair and free election with the participation of the majority of the people. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have, since it's a revolution, we have the opportunity to get out of this constitution that is not helping us move forward and develop ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this is where I think that friends of Haiti have to be realistic and understand that the voice of the people today is important to be heard. because the people are the ones suffering. The embassies are not suffering. The political people are not suffering. But the majority of the people have been suffering and are suffering too much. So it's time to listen to their voice.
Is that the... I mentioned before this the duration of this. You know, people thought, well, we hear about like the last time was the increase of price of gas. I think it was in June, and the people took to the streets, and the government was quite frightened. They backed up a little bit. Now this, but this time it seems to be a longer period. Can you have a sort of a prognosis? What do you think? Is this going to be a continuing thing, or will it take new forms in terms of resistance?
I think in resistance, you don't know which form it will take which day, because as much as the people are talking and saying their frustration, when you don't listen to them, they can take it a step further to make sure you hear them. Because as of today, after 12 days, like I'm putting it in a face for you, because last time you had 2 days in July, July 7 and July 8. Which was also a major crisis. And between July and now, the corruption doubled or tripled. It didn't stop. Between July and now, the condition of the people has gotten worse. Between July and now, the inflation has risen to 15%, which is incredible. So today, I think it is important that everybody that listens understand one thing. The people of Haiti are tired of that system. The people of Haiti are tired of being governed by corruption and by corrupted personnel. So they want something new. They want some future for their kids. They want something different for Haiti. Haiti is the first Black Republic independent in the world. It should have been a symbol for the world itself, not only for Black people all over the world, but for the world as a symbol of society. And today, those countries are taking pleasure into the poverty that Haiti is living in, the situation of the Haitian people. Because if they were conscious also, because the Haitian people took conscious of what's going on. So if the international community understands it and is conscious today also about the goodwill of the Haitian people, they have no choice but to listen to them and accompany them in this revolution so we can start changing for the better.
We've been speaking with Pacha Vorbe. He is executive committee member of Lavalas. And by the way, people can find Lavalas at Lavalas1 on Twitter, right?
Yes, Lavalas1 on Twitter. This is where we post all the declarations that we do, so people can follow us on the position, the different positions that Lavalas is taking.
Well, it couldn't be more important to be doing that. Pacha Vorbe, we are very grateful you took the time, and we're going to follow, of course, Lavalas One on Twitter and also HaitiSolidarity.net. And we thank you very much, and we hope we can talk to you soon in the future.
It was a pleasure, Phil, talking to you. It was a pleasure that our voice goes out to the Canadian people and to the Haitian community, and we ask them to please join our voices. Help the Canadian government take conscious of the reality so we can have this revolution and change once and for all the situation for the majority of Asian people.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. This is Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I think we might have the Haitian national anthem, but so we will play that and we'll come back later.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And we're back. The Taylor Report, by the way, remember, you can write to us. I'm proud to say now, it took me a while to get this, the Taylor Report at CIUT.FM. And we are SoundCloud, Taylor-Report, and Facebook, The Taylor Report.